Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, August 11th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today I'm very excited because I've been working on my website for the past 2 weeks. And about 12 days ago, I started a migration of my website from one server to another because the new server has 3 times as much memory, and I was getting to this point on the old server where every day I was getting these little emails saying, "You're reaching the end of your memory. Help, help. You're reaching the end of your memory." And it was ticking off 87%, 88%. And so I have all this memory now, and I can do much more, add much more content to my website. And it's running so much faster, very fast now. And it looks great. I upgraded everything. I have more memory. I have a new WordPress upgrade. My theme is all upgraded, and I'm just working on upgrading everything about the site. So I'm having fun. Today we're going to talk about detox, and in a way, detox is like tuning up your website. It's like taking your body and taking out all the stuff that doesn't need to be there and leaving it more open to have more nutrition and health. And my guest today is leading holistic health educator and author Susan Smith-Jones. She was on last week because we're having a 2-part series called Detox Matters. Last week, we talked about how detoxing your body fosters vibrant health, not just okay health, vibrant health. You have to excuse my throat today. And today we're talking about 12 steps to an easy body detox and rejuvenation. Hi, Susan.
Deborah, it's so wonderful to be back with you again. And how happy are you that you're upgrading? Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful.
I know.
It's like, and I also have somebody coming over on Saturday who is going to help me with little problems that I have in the computer itself.
Yes.
And we're just going to handle all those little things, and everything is going to be streamlined and working perfectly.
Yes.
And that's what we want our bodies to do, too.
Yeah, and you're going to sleep well Saturday night then.
I will. You know, Susan, I'll tell you that this morning I woke up and I felt totally calm and serene and happy, and I had no worries. There was nothing I was worried about. And I just loved that.
What a great feeling.
It is. Yeah, I don't always wake up that way.
When you get enough sleep.
I got lots of sleep.
Yeah.
And I just woke up and I was lying in bed and I just thought, isn't life wonderful? Yeah. And that I could get up and do whatever it is I wanted to do today.
Yeah.
And I was not worried about anything. And it's just, that's what it should be.
Gosh, that's a great feeling. Yay.
Yeah. So let's get right into it, because we have 12 steps to talk about today that contribute to detox. And the first one I know is organization.
Yeah, and if you go on a detox, you know, last week, I'll just summarize it all in a nutshell. We talked about how important it is to do regular preventive health care and detox, and I recommended 1 day a week, 2 to 3 consecutive days monthly, and 7 to 14 days with each change of season. I gave some of the symptoms to know if you need to detox and how you feel afterwards and what to expect. You know, and I mentioned to everyone that when the body is burdened with lots of toxic waste material, then your body's tired and you have low immune function. But when you keep the body cleansed, detoxified, it can absorb more efficiently the essential nutrients that it needs to heal. It can repair. It can maintain good health. And, you know, that saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. And I think the more cleansed you keep your miraculous body, the more room you'll have to be filled with light. So today you and I were going to get really practical and talk about some of the steps to doing a great detox. And so number one was organization. Now, the first day of a detox program, just like the first 40 minutes of a day, sets the tone for the day or the entire program. So do what needs to be done to get ready on the first day. And I say, if you're just doing a 2 to 3 day weekend, long weekend cleanse, the day before it begins, maybe you get some good detox teas at the health food store. Maybe you get a good source of purified water. Maybe you get a really good new dry skin brush. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And just organize things so you're all set. You don't want to be in the middle of the first day and not have what you need, and then you think, oh, heck, I'll do it next weekend. So be prepared. You know, I was a Girl Scout. It's great to always be prepared.
I totally agree with that advice. I always find that if I think something through and know what it is that I'm doing, first of all, knowing what the objective is, and then work out the steps of what it is I'm actually going to do, and then I get all the materials or products or whatever that I need for it, it makes the actual doing of it much more successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we're totally in agreement about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So number two is plant-based food and fresh juices.
Yes. And a little bit later, I'd like to focus on, if we can make time to do this, some of the best detox foods you can eat. And I even want to give you a recipe.
Well, talk about them now. Go ahead and talk about them now.
All right. Well, okay, foods. When you're on a detox, if you're not just doing juices or smoothies, if you're actually eating, you want to eat basically a plant-based diet. Plant-based foods are more detoxifying for your body than animal products. You want to eat as many raw foods as possible. You also want these plant-based foods to be fresh rather than canned or frozen. And the goal of the detox is to take stress off of your digestive system. And living plant foods like fresh fruits and vegetables are high in water content. Mm-hmm. So you want to emphasize those leafy greens because they are the most detoxifying and rejuvenating food you can eat. You know, there's a saying my grandmother always used to say to me, when you're green inside, you're clean inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, Deborah, you're going to love this. A few years ago, there was a review of 206 human, not animal, 206 human epidemiological studies. And in the review, they found that green vegetables showed the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, compared to all other beneficial foods. They also found that only 1 in 500 Americans consumes enough calories from vegetables to assure this defense. So when you're on a detox, you really want to emphasize high green vegetable consumption because this is a powerful protection against disease. And actually, year-round, it should be the cornerstone of your heart-healthy, cancer-protective, longevity, and detoxifying, favorable diet. So eat as many green foods as possible. And, you know, in addition to, I'll just rattle off, and then I'm going to give you a recipe, lemons, watercress, garlic, green tea, broccoli sprouts, sesame seeds, cabbage, apples, and fruits, they're full of good things like vitamin C and other vitamins, fiber, nutritious fluids, you know, like the organic water, and all kinds of antioxidants. So, like, you know, the highest water content foods are the melons, the watermelon, mango, papaya, berries, pear. And here is a wonderful, simple recipe anybody can make. I call it easy wilted garlic sesame salad. And this is what I do. I toss dark leafy green vegetables into a garlicky oil, and it's very cleansing. And you could take, and I'll just rattle this up, you could take a teaspoon of olive oil. I always use extra virgin cold pressed, and one garlic clove or more if you want, and I mince it. And I take a pound of spinach and a pound of Swiss chard, and I tear the leaves up, maybe a little watercress. I warm the oil in a skillet over medium heat. I add the garlic for about 45 seconds, add the greens. I do it in two batches. You let it wilt for about 2 to 4 minutes, and then season it with a little salt and pepper. Sprinkle it with sesame seeds. You have a great detoxifying simple 5-minute recipe.
And we need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Susan Smith-Jones, and we'll be right back. I'm going to jump right in here at the beginning of the music. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindan, and my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones. And I'm jumping in early because we have so much to talk about. We have no need to listen to music today. I want to say just a couple things.
Yeah.
And that is that I found, I want to tell people that if you are listening and saying, greens, yuck, I don't like greens, well, you don't have to start with kale and collard greens. You could start with something like Susan was saying, spinach and Swiss chard are very easy to eat. And they don't have strong flavors, but they still act as greens. And I actually went through at one point and I wrote down a list of all the greens and I arranged them by ease of eating.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, let's just start with the easy ones. Let's just start with spinach. I know spinach. I can eat spinach.
Yeah.
And then as you go along, I mean, it didn't take me long to get to kale. And I actually got to the point where I really like kale. And let's see, there was something else I wanted to say. I want to mention your website is SusanSmithJones.com, and you have some free books. One is titled The Curative Kitchen, and the other one is Detoxify and Rejuvenate. And you can go to SusanSmithJones.com and download those for free. And she also has some other books as well. All right, so let's talk about number three, nutritional supplements for detox.
And before I do that, let me just quickly say some things about food-wise to remember
okay.
when you're detox, but really all year round, is add lemon whenever you can to anything. I always put it in my water and my teas, and I sprinkle it over my steamed vegetables, and it's part of my salad dressing. All the C in it helps to convert toxins into a water-soluble form that's easy to be flushed out.
Yes.
Watercress is great. It's like a diuretic that helps the flushing process. And you don't want to overeat. That extra burden that you put on your digestive system when you overeat shuts down the detoxifying and cleansing. So you want to sort of systematically undereat when you're on a cleanse. And remember the beauty of a blender and when you make smoothies and you can put lots of greens in it and fruit and you taste the fruit even though it looks green is that does the breaking down of the cell walls and the fiber to take stress off your digestive system. So if I do a once a week cleanse and sometimes a 2 to 3 day monthly one, I might just have smoothies the whole time. But I do basically focus on raw foods. And by the way, in my navigation bar under articles, the second article is the skinny on raw foods and how they heal the body. So I just wanted to mention that.
And go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say, and you mentioned Hawaiian Vitality. There's a superfood I've been taking for 31 years. It comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii. It's a Hawaiian spirulina, and it's had over 500 scientific studies done on it and in all these beautiful journals. And they all concur that it's the most nutrient-rich food on planet Earth. I've taken it for 30 years. It's very green, over 100 nutrients in it. And all, you know, I've told you this, but in all these 30 years, I haven't had a cold or a flu. So while that's great to take when you detox, it's also good to take year-round. And in the navigation bar under recipes, the first category says spirulina recipes. So I give you all 20 to 25 different recipes on how to put the powder in things like guacamole and hummus and different smoothies and kale chips and even spirulina banana ice cream. I give you lots of recipes on how to use spirulina.
Thank you. So I'd just like to add that I'm a typical American person. Even though it looks like I live a very natural, non-toxic life, and I do, I come from being just an average American consumer.
Yeah.
And so I grew up on pizza and McDonald's and stuff like that. And so it was very difficult for me if you were who have said to me, eat raw food, I go, uh-huh, no, thank you. And yet, I want to say that the older I get and the healthier I get, yes, because I am getting healthier as I get older, the more what my body wants, you know, like you crave ice cream or you crave chocolate or whatever it is you, yes, crave, my body craves salad.
Yes.
It really does. It really does.
Me too.
I now eat salad. I now eat raw salad for lunch and dinner.
Yes. Oh, and I told you this last time. I wish we, yeah, lived on the same block.
Yeah. I mean, I eat other things too, but I eat organic chicken and I eat grass-fed beef. And I actually don't eat beef very often, but I used to eat beef almost every day. And now I eat it maybe once a week, maybe once a month. But most of my diet is a whole bunch of raw vegetables. And it's not because I'm trying to just eat raw. It's because that's what my body wants.
That's right. Now, and there's a reason for that, too. You know, simply put, internal cleansing can dramatically improve the quality of your overall health. But, mm-hmm, it's also one of the best ways to break bad food habits you might have, like always salting food or being addicted to white sugar, white flour products, and sodas. And the more cleansed your body is internally, mm-hmm, the more you no longer crave foods that aren't good for you. You crave,
yeah,
exactly what you just said, things like salads and fresh fruits. And remember, what you eat is eventually what you crave. If you eat junk foods a lot, you crave that. When you start eating healthier foods, you'll desire more of the same. And you and I craving salads is a sign that we have a cleansed internal environment.
My favorite vegetable right now is red peppers, red bell peppers.
Love them.
Just raw red bell peppers.
Eat it like an apple.
Yeah, and I just am so surprised. But this is the result of years of making that transition,
right,
from chocolate cake to, you know, raw tomatoes and stuff like that. And that I just keep going, you know, week by week, day by day. And I make the changes in my life. And I think other people can do that too. And I want to make sure that I say, because just to counterbalance you,
yes,
I agree with everything you say about doing the cleanses, but I also want to mention that our bodies are detoxing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
uh-huh,
every 52 weeks a year. And it's part of our, so we need to be doing things like eating vegetables every day, not,
yes,
just on cleanse,
yes,
days.
I agree.
And that the more things that we do to incorporate detox in our everyday activities, the healthier our bodies are going to be. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones. We are talking about detox today, obviously. You can go to her website, SusanSmithJones.com, and there's some free things for you to download. You can also go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and listen to the last week's part one, How Detoxing Your Body Fosters Vibrant Health. And we'll be right back. Listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about detox, and Susan, we've gone through half the show, and we've only gotten through the first 2 points. So I think we need to speed up.
Okay, and I'll let you know that all of these tips are right there, free. You can click on an article. You can read them all if we have to rush through the rest.
Yeah. I'm sure all this information is on your website.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information on Susan's,
yeah,
website. So the next one, number three, is nutritional supplements. So let's skip over that and let,
yeah,
people go,
yeah,
to your website.
We talked about Hawaiian spirulina. That was,
right,
three. Four is a supportive environment. And, you know, just as your body is your temple, your home is your sanctuary. And I always think that it's good to combine detoxifying your body and decluttering your surroundings.
I agree.
Yeah, to cleanse your environment while you're on a cleansing program for your body. And always make your bedroom a peaceful haven for quality rest time. And start with a good hypoallergenic mattress pad. You know, I think every year you want to change your mattress pad. Sometimes when I do a 14 to 30 day cleanse, like I do every 2 years, I get new bed linens, But remember, sleep is so important. Sleep is when your body detoxifies, renews, rebuilds, rejuvenates. And I know you got a great night's sleep last night.
You
want to do that all the time.
Yeah, I totally agree. And a good way to do that, I'll just jump in, is to make sure that you have untreated cotton sheets on your bed, nothing that says permanent press, because permanent press sheets all are reeking formaldehyde while you're sleeping, and if formaldehyde exposure causes insomnia. So if you're having trouble sleeping, change your sheets.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go on to number five, which is water and hydration, which is like the most one of the – I want to just put big stars around this one.
Yeah, I know.
It's so important.
All right, yeah, definitely. See, when your body is fully hydrated with good water, good – and I think my second or third blog is all about water and how to drink it to help you lose weight and detox. You can more easily flush the toxins out of your system. And remember about water that that our planet is 70% water. Our cells are, and so is our body. I don't think that's a coincidence. But not all liquids will do. Decaffeinated herbal tea, freshly extracted veggie juice, and diluted fruit juice can count towards the water tally. But coffee, caffeinated tea, colas, alcoholic beverages all dehydrate your body. So, and it's best to drink that purified water in between meals so you don't dilute your digestive enzymes. And every morning when you wake up, have a big, big glass. I have a 16 ounces of warm ginger tea I make from fresh ginger root. You can use a tea bag. And I always put the juice of a lemon in it.
You know, I just started drinking fresh ginger juice with lime. And what I did, I just was making something. I had a leftover lime, a half of a lime, and I just squeezed it in a cup, and I had some fresh ginger, and I just grated it in with the lime juice, and then I put water and ice in it. And boy, was that good.
That's like a lime ginger shot.
Yeah.
And I do a lemon ginger shot every morning.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was
great for you.
Great. Yeah, wow. I was going to make ginger tea and then put lime juice in it. But when I had that fresh ginger, it was like, yes, this is it. This is it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, and of course, you want to make sure that you have water that is filtered and you're not putting water pollutants in your body when you're detoxing. And I'll just mention that until August 15th, my favorite water filter, well, the prices are going up on August 15th. So if you're interested in buying a really good water filter, then go to toxicfreetalkradio.com. You'll see in the right-hand side, you'll see a picture of a water filter. It's the water filter that I use. And the prices are going up on Saturday. So if you're interested in getting one, get one soon. All right. And so then the next thing is heat therapy. I don't know anything about heat therapy and detox.
Yeah, well, it has to do with a couple things. First of all, you want to profusely sweat every day, whether you do it through exercise.
Yeah.
That's heating up your body internally. And my favorite way to heat up the body and one of the best ways to get rid of toxins is through taking an infrared sauna. Now, I know that's pricey, but I saved and saved. And then about 20 years ago, instead of going to the gym to use a sauna and sitting on a bench where everyone sweats out their toxic residue, you know, I now have my own infrared sauna. And for 30 years, I've done research on the healing power of sweating and taking the right kind of sauna. And just because we have lack of time, under articles, if you scroll down to the fourth article, it's all about the healing power of sweating and infrared saunas. So you can read about how beneficial they are. One of the best overall ways to reduce heavy metals, pesticides, all kinds of toxins from your body. Just taking an infrared sauna every day.
Yeah. Our guest tomorrow, Pamela Seefeld, she does an infrared sauna every day as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been for years. And she takes homeopathic remedies for detox, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a big one on detox as well. And so am I.
Oh, that's great.
The more I was thinking about this before we started this morning, that I think that what I'm experiencing now is what I would call a detox lifestyle.
Yes.
Because it's just stuff that I'm doing every day, things that I'm taking, what I'm eating, getting exercise, doing those things that support my body and detoxing. And it's really necessary to do those things in the world that we live in now.
I agree. And I would say the easiest way to navigate my website is on the top right at SusanSmithJones.com. There's a search bar. And just put in the words, infra, I-N-F-R-A-R-E-D, sauna, infrared sauna, or any other topic you want to look up, and you'll find loads of information.
Yeah, a lot there.
Yeah.
So number 7 is rest, but we already talked about that. Number 8 is positive focus.
Okay, yeah, and I always say that, well, first of all, resting doesn't mean just sleep. It means lots of people want to fill their day from morning to night with unlimited activity. And I think when you're on a specific detox program, it's good to slow down, smell the flowers, read the books, keep a gratitude journal, simplify your life. You know, that's wonderful. Spend time in nature. And 8 is the positive focus. Take time each day to be grateful for all you have, because gratitude is a great stress buster. It's a whole body purifier. And remember, what you think about consistently always brings more of the same back into your life. And so, I like to be as positive as possible. You know, when you detox, don't just dwell on thoughts of the foods you don't get to eat for 2 or 3 or 7
That's
or 14
right.
days. But
you know,
think about, happy, positive thoughts, because every positive thought will boost your immune system and it will help your body detoxify more fully.
I always like to look at what's going right. Like, instead of thinking about the foods that I'm not eating, to really enjoy the foods that I am eating.
Mm-hmm.
And especially taking a look at what's really working about my body. Instead of saying, oh, I have a headache, I can say, you know, I can move my hand or
yes,
whatever,
exactly.
Whatever, to start having a positive viewpoint about your body. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones. You can go to her website at SusanSmithJones.com, and she has a lot of information about detox and healthy living. Okay, we did really well during the last segment. Let's get through all 12.
Yes.
We're in our last segment now. So the next one is exercise and massage.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so it's really important during a detox, as well as year-round, to do some aerobic activity like walking, because it helps your circulation. And the more your blood's circulating fully, the more easily it is to pull the toxins out of your body. At the very least, do some yoga stretches or simple movements. But don't take a detox program as the time to not exercise, because you definitely want to do that. And remember that sweating is good, too, because your skin's your biggest eliminative organ. And then I also think a cleanse is a great time to do a massage. If you know a good massage therapist who can do a lymph massage, that helps flush toxins out of your body. If you don't or you can't afford it, at the very least, maybe a family member or close friend can give you a foot massage, or else you could do it to yourself.
You can always give yourself a foot massage. I get a massage every week. Every week for the past 4 years, I've got a massage. It makes a huge, huge difference, because it really does get everything moving. And the thing to remember about lymph, if you're not familiar with your lymph system, is that the lymph system carries garbage away from your body and takes it off to the organs to get processed and eliminated. And your lymph does not move unless your body moves. The blood has the heart to pump it around. But the lymph will not move unless you move your body. So the more you move, the more the lymph will carry away the toxic stuff.
And that's why those little, you know, those mini trampolines?
Yep, I have one.
Okay.
I jump on it every day.
Yeah, I'm moving to your neighborhood.
Yeah,
the meals we could make together, we could have so much fun.
Okay, so then the next one is skin brushing, another thing I do.
Yeah, exactly. And you can learn about it in my August newsletter. You can see photos of it. But the key is to get a good brush, a natural bristle brush, not one with nylon bristles, a long handle. And then before you shower or bathe is when you dry skin brush. Brushing the skin dry rather than wet is very important because it does a much better job at removing dead skin cells and toxins. So I do it every day. I take my clothes off. I get into the shower. I dry skin brush. It takes 2 minutes. And in 30 days, all your skin cells are turned over, and you will have skin like a baby. It's easy to do. It's inexpensive. And, of course, you avoid private parts or where if you have a rash or and avoid the face because the skin brush is a little too strong for the face. You can do other stuff for the face. And it just helps your body detoxify.
Yeah, it does. And what you want to do is you want to start at your fingertips and your toes and move the brush towards your heart.
Exactly.
And so probably I'm assuming that Susan has pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And all the instructions on how to do that. And it's just a really wonderful thing to do. And it kind of wakes up your body and gets your blood circulating too.
Circulation going, I know. And if you have cellulite or areas around the thighs, the butt, the abdominal area where you have extra fat, you brush a little bit longer there. It will really help.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yeah,
okay.
Fantastic. And next one is effective elimination. See, once toxins have been released from your body into the blood and neutralized by the liver, they have to be eliminated safely from the body to make sure they don't get reabsorbed. And the one thing you always want to prevent is constipation.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, do what needs to be done. You know, good sleep, enough water, the fiber in the diet, and even during a cleanse, let's say you're doing a one-day juice cleanse, so there's no fiber in that, it doesn't hurt to take a product, like a fiber product that you stir in water or juice and just drink it down.
No, it's very good. And let me just tell you something about fiber, and I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag here.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually working on a book about fiber.
Ah.
And I decided that what I needed to do was increase fiber, that even though I was eating all these raw fruits and vegetables, I wasn't getting enough fiber. And when I decided that I was really going to up the fiber, oh, my God, did that make a difference for me. And I have... this morning, I'll just tell you, I'm testing all these recipes that I'm making up as I go along. This morning, I had coconut cinnamon muffins that were so, so good.
Yum.
No sugar in them, but the cinnamon makes them taste sweet. And the coconut has so much fiber in it and really packed with coconut. And oh, there's so many good things to eat that are just so high fiber, and they taste so good, and we just don't know that they exist. And you go to if you look up fiber on the internet, it'll say, just a very short list of things, and it doesn't include such high fiber foods as coconut flour and things like that. Anyway,
right. And remember too that only plant-based foods have fiber in them. No animal product has fiber. And by the way, cinnamon is anti-aging, and it balances out your blood sugar level. It boosts your immune system. And you mentioned before, like I love them, you love red bell peppers.
Yes.
And they are your skin's best friend. You know, a green pepper is an unripe red. The red the red has the most nutritional value of all those sweet peppers, and it gives you glowing skin. And I eat pretty much a red bell pepper daily.
It's so good. I'm eating now this Chinese salad I made up. I call it Chinese salad, and I put lettuce and a little bit of olive oil and red peppers and cucumbers and roasted tomatoes.
Yeah.
And then I put a little soy sauce on it and Sichuan peppercorns.
Oh, I'm coming over. That is great.
Yeah, it really is great. And it makes, I grew up on Chinese food and I miss those Chinese flavors. So I just decided to make Chinese salad.
Yes. And speaking of that kind of food, I usually eat with chopsticks, even salads, because it makes me eat a little bit slower. It makes me think about what I eat and I chew better.
I love chopsticks.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the, skin, let's see, skin elimination.
We're
okay,
on cleanse, 12.
The 12 is cleanse with friends.
Yes, I say, you know, even if your friend lives across the country, like my best friend lives in Florida. It's now you, Deborah. But I have another best friend who lives there, and having someone to share the experience with is a little more comforting and supportive. So if you can find a detox buddy who will do a cleanse with you, and maybe every day you compare notes, you talk, or you email or text, because knowing that a friend is detoxifying with you will help you to stay on track.
It really makes a difference. I remember one of the first detoxes that I did that was, you know, a concentrated period of time. It was for 3 days. I did a liver cleanse with them. It had cranberry juice and all these different things. And then there was foods, the liver cleansing foods. And I was married at the time, and my husband and I did it together. And it was so great because those 3 days, we just spent those 3 days together detoxing. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful because we were really helping each other be more healthy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so much easier, especially if you're in the same house.
Right.
You know, because it's hard to watch someone eat this big, glorious five-course meal when you're on smoothies and raw salads all day. Even though, you know, you and I could do that, most people couldn't.
Raw salad is so good. It's just, it's so good. Oh, here's another one. Here's another cat out of the bag.
Yes.
I'll put this on my food blog in a few weeks. But I made Thai spring roll salad, and I actually was inspired by Jada De Laurentiis, who on her show, she had
her show.
She took her all the ingredients you'd put in a Thai spring roll, and she made it like into a little patty, like with a ground chicken and then all the things. And then she wrapped it with a lettuce leaf, and it looked so good. But I get lettuce leaves are just too, I don't know, it's just not my thing. What I want is more lettuce. And so I made her little chicken roll that she puts in the lettuce leaf, and I put it on a salad, but I put lots of lettuce on the plate and cucumbers and red peppers and cilantro and her little dipping sauce, and it was great. This is coming up in a few weeks on my food
blog.
Oh,
that sounds absolutely scrumptious.
Yeah, I just, whatever kind of food I want to eat, if I want to eat Chinese or Thai or Italian or whatever, I just make a salad with those flavors.
Right. Sounds perfect.
Yes. Well, we're almost at the end here. We have just a minute left. So what would you like to say in closing?
You know, I would say, don't forget to visit my site, my name, SusanSmithJones.com. You can get a couple of free ebooks by clicking. And when you click on that, that actually signs you up for my monthly motivational letter that the general public never sees. And it takes about 10 seconds. And then don't forget to check out my first few blogs and my August newsletter. By the way, in the August newsletter, I've got lots of health info, but one of the recipes of the many recipes is the Chipotle's Mexican, you know that restaurant, Chipotle?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have their true guacamole recipe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had it online for a few days, then they took it off. And they said anybody could use it. So I have, because it's delicious guacamole.
Here's the end. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You can find out more at ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. Be well.